A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 20, verses 20 to 28. The mother of James and John came to Jesus with her sons, and she knelt down to ask a favor. Jesus said to her, "What do you want?" And she answered, "Here you have my two sons. Grant that they may sit, one at your right hand and one at your left hand, in your kingdom." Jesus said to the brothers, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They answered, "We can." Jesus replied, "Yes, you will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right or at my left is not for me to grant. That will be for those for whom my Father has prepared it." The other 10 heard all this and were angry with the two brothers. Then Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of nations behave like tyrants, and the powerful oppress them. It shall not be so among you. Whoever wants to be great in your community, let them minister to the community. And if you want to be the first of all, be the servant of all. Be like the Son of Man, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life for many." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'd like to start today by inviting you, those who are listening, to take a few moments to hear again the question Jesus asks in today's gospel. What do you want? Do we have any idea what we really want? Do we want a relationship with Jesus that is alive and life-giving? Or do we find ourselves caught up in striving for security, success, possessions, power, prestige? It's very interesting to hear in today's gospel about the mother of James and John, mother of the sons of Zebedee. Like so many women of the gospel, she is not given a name, and yet she comes into the presence of Jesus, bends low, and asks him for a favor. It would seem to me she must have known his company and had some idea of what a special and loving person Jesus was. A man full of hope in the world of his time, which, like ours, was full of chaos. How else would it occur to her to ask for a favor which would place her in a position of vulnerability? Now notice and recall what happens. Jesus asks her what she wants. In other words, what is she hoping for? I think there is something profound happening here. I think this unnamed woman, living in hope, from her relationship with Jesus and in her love for her sons, perhaps wanted them to have something of her experience. However, it is one thing to make a request from the desire and longing for a deeper relationship, and another to be seeking for position and power. What the mother asks for seems to be more a request from her sons, which I dare say she, out of her motherly concern, bespeaks for them. Jesus does not address his answer to the mother, but rather to the sons, as obviously he is aware this is really their request, a request, it would seem, to be motivated by, well, I think, power and position. So as we reflect on and certainly experience the deep pain and suffering of all that is happening in our world at the moment, and perhaps feel overwhelmed by it, we see the outcome of seeking for power, position, and prestige. There's just no sense of right relationship or of a longing and desire for the good of the other. People and nations are wanting more and more, driven by greed and power, climbing the ladder to be at the top and dominate and decimate the life of the other. I think it would be very easy for us to lose hope in the midst of all this chaos that we are witnessing. And yet, as people of the risen Jesus, we are called to be hope-filled. And I must admit, I have found it rather hard these days to hold on to this hope. So it's good to remind myself that I am a woman of the resurrection. Jesus goes on to ask the brothers if they can drink the cup he is about to drink, to which they reply, they can. Oh, they have no idea what they are responding to. Why? Well, their minds and hearts are driven by a need to be in that top place. Now, we can all want to be at the top, sitting at the right or the left, and having no idea of just who we are sitting with. Can we drink the cup Jesus offers us each day and remain hopeful with so much chaos around us? You see, when we are longing to be in relationship, we are driven by the desires of our hearts. But when we're wanting to climb the success ladder, we are driven by our own ego. Someone once said to me that the higher up the ladder we climb, the more others can see our Achilles heel. How true. Jesus reminds us also that true greatness consists in being a servant, living from the heart. He goes on to say, you know that the rulers of nations behave like tyrants. And we could add, and what has changed today? However, we need to keep hopeful and to trust our God. Whoever wants to be great, let them minister. Not override, not overpower, minister to others. And if you want to be first, make yourself the servant of all. Only in this way will we be like Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life. So perhaps we can take some time today to ask the question, what do I want? What do I want in life? How do I drink from the cup Jesus offers me and keep hope alive in this chaotic world of today? It's a big challenge. And yet with God's grace, we can do all things in the one who strengthens us. God bless.